Hello, it's Sunday, the 3rd of November in the year of our Lord, 2024. Not long to go. I think I'm just as excited and on tenterhooks as every American, because what happens Tuesday doesn't just affect America; it's affecting the whole world. And God's got this. God's in control. We've all just got to pray and have a little bit of faith. And we've also got to have a little bit of Greg Fernandez Jr. Hello.
Hey there, my friend. How are you? Greetings from on the other side of the
On the
pond
other,
here.
over there.
Way
So,
over
way over there.
there.
I want to introduce new listeners to you, old school listeners of this show. We'll remember Greg from probably 2012, 2013, where Greg was in San Francisco. And he was doing stuff for We Are Change. And he was reporting on Bohemian Grove. Greg has been on every year running up to the election. 2016 was the first one he came and joined the show with me. We did one in 2020. And he's been on, I think he's just been on like at random times. We haven't spoken for a few years on air. He's written books. He's a father. He's a Christian. He's a patriot. And he's my friend. So,
Well,
Greg,
happy to be your friend. Blessed to be
I'm
your friend.
delighted you're back. What have you
Me
been up
too.
to? What are
Oh,
your thoughts? What are your thoughts on
living.
what's going on? And I'm going to give you the floor now.
Thank you. Yeah, I've just been, living the dream here, doing the family thing, still writing. Writing is still my main focus. I absolutely love it. And but obviously I always want to put Jesus Christ first. No matter what I do, everything begins and ends there. So that's been the biggest focus of my whole life, and I hope to continue that and to pass that on to my children and their children's children, and to let them know that everything that is happening, yes, we need to pay attention to what is happening, especially on Tuesday, especially everything that is happening around this whole crazy world, but to never fear, to never let that anger and the hatred take over you, to never let the depression take over you. This life is a test. It is a big test. And with Jesus Christ, we're going to make it through this. We're going to be okay. This life is temporary. So while we're here, Lou, let's do something great. And that's what I love about you, is you've been doing this for a long, long time, always with a smile, always happy. I've heard a lot of your shows. Never really heard you get angry. When you do, it's not in a hateful way either. So I really appreciate that. I think the world needs more of that.
Bless you. So, Tuesday, what are your thoughts? Are
Well,
military going to end up in control? Are they going to stop the election before it happens because of the size of the voter fraud? Are they going to let it play out? See the extent, see the nonsense, because I mean, your country, the border, what they're doing, it is absolute insanity. And what happens over there is going to trickle on over to here. That's why I know more about American politics, can you believe it, than I know what's going on in this country, because all eyes are on this Tuesday. This is not just America that will fall, it's the world. So what do you think about Tuesday, military coming in control? Is Trump going to get it? Are you believing the polls? What do you think?
I'm not worried. I don't think that. I think I'm not worried about the military or anything like that coming in. I think what is going to happen, one of two things, obviously, we're either going to have a fair and balanced election. I'm not counting on that. I'm looking at these things. Even right now, there are more reports of fraud in Pennsylvania, in Georgia. So the early voting fraud thing is happening. And the biggest problem that I think the biggest reason that Trump may not win is because of the actual voter fraud. He was live earlier in Pennsylvania talking about this same thing. Not talking about, that he's not going to win, but I think we all, and I've talked to my wife about this many times because she always asks me, do you think Trump is going to win? Because all signs say that Trump should win. But in 2020, we saw how that happened. We saw what happened there, where Joe Biden couldn't get 20 people to show up. He never answered questions. Everything was very scripted. It was very, and we're seeing the same thing with Kamala Harris now, the exact same script, the exact same program. And we're seeing this early voting. And so at least the Republicans are trying to get out that early voting. There's more people, I believe there's like all, what was it, 25 million or 60 million people, something like that, some crazy number that have already voted. So I actually had those numbers here too before, but so we are expecting a lot of voter fraud. And I think if Trump loses, that's what's going to happen. Trump was even saying that now they're saying we may not know for a couple weeks. Well, that's what happened in 2020. We're spending all of this money on digital voting boxes, and it's taking longer when the process should be better in theory. So when we did hand counting, we knew that same day, but now that we're doing the digital voting, we don't know until weeks on end. This is crazy. It makes absolutely no sense. So I think if it's fair and if the people show up to vote, if Christians and gun owners show up to vote, which I was shocked to actually learn that a lot of Christians don't show up to vote and gun owners don't show up to vote. I'm like, these
That's
should be the two most
crazy.
people that should be voting above everybody. So maybe we just took it for granted. I took it for granted. Other Christians are going to show up. I'm not too worried about my vote. Other gun owners are going to show up. But this is what happens when the good people don't get involved. And the New World Order does not want us to get involved. So when people tell you, don't go out there and vote, your vote doesn't count, the voting is rigged, which it is. But the ones that don't want you to vote are the bad guys. So when the good guys vote and the good gals vote, good things can happen. And I hope people do get out there and vote. I will be standing in line Tuesday morning to vote. And I will be praying because I do think Trump will get enough votes to win. I just think that the problem, just like how we saw in 2020, is going to be how much voter fraud they can do and how much can we catch. And they're already catching it. They're catching it in Georgia. They're catching it in Pennsylvania. They're going to catch it in other states too. And it's not even Super Tuesday yet, and there's already voter fraud. There were 2,000 people that they caught, or 2,000 ballots in Georgia. I'm sorry, in Pennsylvania that all look the exact same. They were all signed the exact same way, the same pin, et cetera, et cetera. There's they're trying to get people who should not be able to vote. They're trying to let them vote. So as long as these law, as long as the Republicans can fight these lawsuits before Super Tuesday, they got a good chance of making sure that we don't have enough voter fraud to cancel out Donald Trump's votes. So that's why he says, get out there and vote. The more votes that we have, it's going to make it harder for the voter fraud to overcome, because who wants 4 more years of this same thing? I don't.
You can't. It can't. I mean, it's if there is an if, I just can't see it. I mean, they're already catching people. We know about the Dominion machines.
Right.
The guy behind them is a Lord Malik Brown.
I didn't know.
He's in the House of Lords. Very high up within the aristocracy and the elite here. He runs Dominion. He linked to him is Carrie Simmons, who was married to, but she was Boris Johnson's bit on the side, but then she became his wife and had the kid. She worked with Lord Malik Brown. They in the Oceanic Project. The Oceanic Project is linked to Ghislaine Maxwell's Terramar Project. This Lord Malik Brown, head of for Dominion, and he's linked to the Open Society of George Soros. And he was the one behind he's behind the Dominion voting machines.
Well, there you go.
Isn't
There you go.
it? It's just horrendous. And what we're seeing with Kamala, I don't know, Candace Owens has just done a fantastic look into the back of her into her history. There is absolutely no black in her history. And she's using that. She's going with the race card to try and get the black voters. Thankfully, seeing the momentum that Trump has behind Hispanics and blacks is incredible.
Yes.
But she's running on that, and it's an absolute lie. There's nothing black. They lived in Jamaica, but she was Indian and Irish. That's all that she's got in her.
So
It's
she's not Jamaican? She's not
no,
Jamaican from
no,
Jamaica.
there's no Jamaican in her family at all. The women that she's got pictures that her family and her grandmother aren't, they were the help. They were the help.
Wow.
This has been crafted for a long time. And so much of it's apparently been deleted. She's doing some very good work and her research. And then obviously we had James O'Keefe. He's come out and he's found out about Act Blue and all the contributions. What's going on in the border? She was the border czar. It's a mess.
It
When
is.
James O'Keefe went down to the border and he went up to the, I think it was an Odenova hotel that was on the border and they closed it off. And he was speaking to the security guard, and the security guard looked terrible. Like he knows he shouldn't be standing there and knowing what is going on. They've got children in this hotel, you know, whatever's going on. And the guy who's running that and all the charities, these NGOs, is the former, I think he was Home Secretary to Tony Blair, David Miliband. He's in charge of the border. Like with the refugees and the hotels and putting them on, one of these NGOs. We're all involved. And if the next 4 years, that's it. It's gone. If America falls, the world has finished.
That's what they
And
want.
do you
That
think
is.
they're trying to put, people keep saying, oh yeah, this is it. We're in Revelation. We're going to be tribulation soon. But I don't know who I was listening to. I don't know if it was Robin Bullock or it was Julie Green. They said about we're in the days of Noah, and this was about 4 or 5 years ago. God's gonna give the people, it's gonna look like it's gonna get to the precipice. Jonah had to go to Nineveh to tell them to change their ways, and he was given 100 years. And maybe we're in those time, we're not at the end yet. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't believe we're at the end. I don't really believe that we're even close, which is kind of scary when you think about everything that we're going through. And I don't believe we've even gotten there yet. I think
No,
when we
same.
get there, you're going to know it. There's going to be human sacrifices. There's going to be a lawless government, which they are trying to bring in. I think they are still in the process of trying to bring in that new world order. I don't believe that they are there yet. There's way too many Christians, and so they got to get those Christian numbers down. They're trying. They're doing everything that they possibly can by just getting people to even question it, by putting gay pastors into our churches, by trying to let us think that it's okay to kill babies under any circumstances, by trying to force pastors to marry gay people. By just trying to water down what the scripture tells us. I don't believe that we are there yet. I think it would I hope that we're not, but they've been saying that even before
Yeah.
Jesus Christ came.
Exactly. I
They were
mean,
saying
what
the
it
world.
looks like personally to me is that they're tr like Satan's trying to rush the whole thing forward. He's trying to take over God's plan and bring it, and it's not going to work. We're getting the signs of what happened at the Paris Olympics, the white horse, the pale horse on the river,
It's
that
coming.
purely satanic opening ceremony. I mean, every Olympics is horrendous opening ceremonies, but I mean this one. And it just looks to me that they are trying to force those days, and there's that's not that he do, we don't follow what he says. He can't create anything, Satan. He's trying to force something forward, which I don't think will happen. And
Was this the first year in the Olympics that they actually let men compete in women's sports? I
yes,
was it, I mean, so
it was the
and
first year.
so we're definitely getting there. We're getting to that point, which is kind of crazy, the way that the Olympics started, what the purpose of it was, and where we're at now. It's just all woke nonsense. It's hard for me to I love watching sports. It's hard to watch sports. In the last year or two, it's gotten better. After COVID, it did get a little bit better, but I mean, they had BLM stuff on the baseball mounds. They were
Oh.
taking knees and it has eased up, but the same people are still running those programs. And I'm tired of seeing Nike on every freaking uniform, whether it's baseball or football. It's like
Oh, yeah.
the paid, the rise up and we are all one and all of this stuff, which would be great if that's what they really meant. But we think they mean the actual they mean something else.
They
It's
do,
rising
yeah.
up against Trump. It's rising up against Christians, and they want to make it all about Trump. And it's not about Trump, but they want to make it all about him because that's all that they have. Even Biden yesterday was out there and talking about spanking Trump or something like that. I mean,
What, while he's biting babies.
he's biting babies. He's lost it. He's completely lost it. But maybe this is who they really are. And how does
I
all
think
this
it's a time
connect?
of exposure. I think this is all, I mean, it looks horrendous,
It does.
but hey, they've had this plan going for years to get to their 2030, to get to what have you. Trump's put the spanner in the works. He's fooled them. I do think it was all over when he went round. He came to the UK. Nobody ever walks ahead of the Queen. Nobody. She stood back and let him walk in front of her
I forgot.
while doing a procession of the guards. She stood back and he walked ahead. He then
Wow.
went to Saudi Arabia. They presented him with the ceremonial sword that victors win. They were dancing. There was this massive event. He was presented this sword. Then he sits down with Putin. He's holding, being passed the balls in your court. I think there's a lot of this is a big movie because of the insanity, and we're seeing it because the people had to see. They had to see he did what he could. He got his message across in 2020. They took the steal. I reckon they probably knew that was going to happen, and the public are actually seeing what their plan for America is in these last 4 years. The momentum behind Trump, from what I'm seeing, and even here in the UK, when I go out with my T-shirt on, Trump T-shirt and my baseball cap, whereas people like not really look at me, do you know what I mean? Just kind of look and glance. I'm now, but yeah, nice T-shirt, nice cap, and it's like, oh, what you mean? Because it's insanity. Kamala Harris, I mean, what? What's going on with that woman? There's she
There's
says
something.
nothing.
No, it's just
It's
all
an
these words out.
absolute clown show.
It is. It
So
is.
maybe, I don't know, could be completely wrong, but is this the thing for humanity to see, especially America, of what's to come?
She
I
makes
don't know.
Biden look good.
Huh?
She's making Biden look like a
She's,
genius
yeah,
all of a
exactly. She's
sudden.
making Biden look sane.
Yeah. And that's hard. That's hard to
And I mean, the
do.
Hunter Biden laptop, that's another one. I mean, it was out and I was going through it on the 19th of October. It was. It had just been come to the public. It was there. The pictures on that laptop, Malia Obama, Lady Gaga with a crack pipe, half naked, walking behind Hunter. You can see clear there are kids' legs in a bed.
Sick.
No one's touching it. I did a call to the BBC on October the 20th. I got straight through to the news desk. One of the reporters said, "You're not reporting Hunter Biden's laptop." This was on the 20th. What are you talking about? I said, "The Hunter Biden laptop. You haven't seen the contents that, he left this laptop in a computer shop." "No, don't see anything there." I said, "Right." I said, "Maybe you should go and have a look at that." I said, "Here's my name. Here's my number." And he said, "Sorry, where are you from?" I went, "I'm an independent media." He goes, "I'm sorry, I can't talk to you and put the phone down."
Wow.
So I've got all that recorded, and that was in October 2020. And then they came out that it was Russian. I was taken posts were taken down, obviously, and I was on another 30-day ban on Facebook because of the Hunter Biden laptop. But we don't get any it affects a lot of people when you get posts taken down and you're censored in the way that we were censored, and all we were doing was telling the truth.
Yeah, that's sad.
It's
I've had videos where I see the video, and my video counts have always been kind of low, but I'll see the video count, I'll go back a few days and it's like the video count is even lower. Like they're removing views. It's crazy what they're doing. Facebook is just kind of, I remember you've been on Facebook for a long time. You've probably seen it. Facebook used to be a kind of a cool place where people could go and chat. Now it's hard for me to even see anybody's posts or
I
to
don't,
see what
nobody sees
anybody's
me.
doing.
Nobody's, well, they took my old one down that I'd had since 2007. I woke up a couple of months ago and it was gone. There was no email to say why, no
Crazy.
way I could appeal, just gone, everything. And the pictures on there from Jack's first day of school. And he's 19 now.
That's so
Everything
sad.
gone. And
Are
the
you?
memes, like all those memes. Do you remember when there was the thing with the girl? The crisis actors, and there was always that one girl crying on the phone, and everyone was
Yes.
taking the mickey out of that meme. I had some of the best memes of her and of the drummer and the Pepe the Frog. I always go
Yeah.
overboard when there's something there.
I
I
love
had some of the best memes, and
that.
it's all just gone, all
Gone.
gone. The censorship is just insane. And I never got my old Twitter account back.
Really, I'm surprised because Twitter is, supposed to be the our
Yeah,
last hope
but I never got
now.
the old one back. So I've got a new one now,
Okay.
but they never reinstated my old one.
That's interesting.
And
That's
all
pretty.
it was over, I interviewed Dr. Ardis. I think he'd just done the Stu Peters show and Mike Adams. And then he came straight here, first time on the on in the UK. And we did a bloody, it was such a good show. And Twitter chucked me off Twitter. So that
Terrible.
never got it back. So,
That's
and we're starting to see the major repercussions of the whole plandemic. I can honestly say I never stuck one stick up my nose, never put a mask on my face once, neither did my son. But everyone was crazy around here. How was it in your area? I mean,
Oh yeah,
San Francisco's terrible, so it
it
must have
was
been
bad.
hell.
Yeah, it was bad. I did wear the mask to stand in line to get food for my family. And that's about it. Like I had no interest in wearing the mask. I tend to stay at home, so when everybody's locked up, when we were locked up for that year, it was nice for me. Everybody's going crazy. They want to get out, they want to go party. And I'm like, I'm just happy here chilling. So it wasn't a big deal for me. It wasn't that big of a difference to have all of that, but the regulations and what they were doing to the churches. And even now our pastor, he was talking about that during 2020 and how, like, all the churches were closed down, and the ones that did open up, they were, getting in trouble. And how it at the same time, the strip joints, they were open. The liquor stores, they were open. So that whole double standard was pretty crazy. So when the churches started to actually open up and nobody was getting COVID, and then at the same time, there's these riots happening, these BLM riots that were happening everywhere. And the California governor, Gavin Newsom,
Oh, new scum,
is
yeah.
favor of all of that. And it's like, okay, so it's okay for all these thousands of people to be out there, but we can't sit in a church. Some of those things just made absolutely no sense unless you understand this is a globalist plan. This Tuesday is that's what it's going to be. From my view, you're either going to vote to keep this country great, to make this country great. You're going to put this country first if you vote for Donald Trump. If you don't vote for Donald Trump, you're voting for this globalist agenda that was put on hold for 4 years. It was put on hold in 2016 when Trump won. We can put it on hold for 4 more years if we can get Trump back in there, because this time it's not just going to be Trump, and it's not going to be Dr. Fauci, and it's not going to be all of these swamp creatures that Trump will even say. He was on Tucker Carlson talking about this because it's a big deal that should have been talked about more. And the people that go after Trump for all these other stuff, it was crazy what they did not go after Trump for. They never go after him for the lockdowns, for putting in Dr. Fauci in there, for putting guys like John Bolton, because they're a part of their team. Now that Trump has turned against those people, now it's a very big deal. Now that you have Kennedy joining forces with Trump, you have Tulsi Gabbard, you have the new Twitter owner,
Elon
Elon Musk. You have
Musk.
all of them all now on the same team here, this unity party, the real party here. We have a good chance to do something good for at least 4 more years. We can slow it down. You cannot stop what is coming. We know how all this ends. If you read your Bible, you know how all of this ends. The devil will at some point take control of this world. Christians are going to be prosecuted, killed, murdered, raped, beaten. All of that is going to happen. It's already happening, but we're talking about on a massive scale to where you and I are not going to even be able to sit here to chat like this. We'll be in some camp. We'll be somewhere. We're not there yet. When those things start happening, then I will say, okay, maybe we are pretty close to the end. But until stuff like that happens, and even then, that's
And
just
the
going to be.
temple hasn't been built, has there? Temple hasn't been built yet.
Now maybe secretly they are. I mean, maybe we're
Maybe,
just not
but
seeing, but there's still a lot
oh.
that has to
What are
happen.
your thoughts on Elon Musk? It's a really, I like clench and like curl my toes when people ask me about Elon.
I kind of, see it both ways. I actually read
Me too.
his book that came out recently, and he was not shy about, his criticism towards Trump. But
Yeah,
what
it's
I've
more the
seen,
Neuralink though. He wants to put like microchips in people's brains. That's the thing that makes me twitch.
but
Like,
is
it's
that true?
great for free
But is that
speech.
really true? I mean, because they say stuff about Trump. Trump wants to put people in camps and stuff like that
Yes.
too. So is the propaganda that we're hearing really true? What's the other side? What are they saying about these things? When you have Musk, who has come out and said that, all of our ballots, we should not be doing any type of a digital ballot, period. It should only be hand counted. He's like, because we can hack these things, we can fake these things, we can forge these, all of this stuff here. So when you have him coming out and saying stuff like that, it does kind of make you wonder, okay, is the propaganda true? Is, does he really, and what power would he have to put a microchip in our head here? Is he gonna, is he, is that something that he
Well,
really
he's already got the Neuralink, hasn't he? It's called the Neuralink that goes in, and I think it's, you can see, I don't know, it does something like you can see Google just by in there. It's the Neuralink. I don't know too much about it, but
I
that
don't
just
either.
made me a bit twitchy with Elon. Like, it's great what he's doing for me, and I'm delighted, and he makes me laugh. He's funny, but that's the, like, not sure. He's there for a reason, and God's got his plan for each and every one of them. And Tulsi Gabbard, I just think, is fantastic. What are your thoughts on JD Vance?
I like JD Vance. I don't know that much about him. I did read his book. It's a hard read. His childhood was very, very tough, was very, very brutal. And so for him to come out of that, of everything that he went through as a child, raised in a middle class family. No, he wasn't even raised in a middle class family, a very, very poor family. But for him to come out, become a senator, to join, to serve this country, and to see where he is now. And he's out there on the trail. The guy is always doing town halls. He's always speaking to people. So the more that I watch him, the more that I learn about him, the more that I really like him. And I could see why Trump chose him. I wish Trump would have chosen Kennedy. I wish that would have happened a little bit sooner, but I'm glad that they're going to put RFK Jr. right where he needs to be, at the top of our health. So that is a perfect place for RFK Jr. JD Vance is a great spokesperson. He's a great speaker. And he knows what he's saying, and he seems like a very strong Christian too. So I really have enjoyed learning more about JD Vance, but up until the last year, I had never even heard of this guy.
Now, I was speaking to Tamara Lee. She was very much involved with Dave Summerall of Stop Hate. They've done a lot with the J6, like a lot with the J6. He was actually, Dave Summerall was actually on Trey Smith's new videos. I don't know if you've seen them.
I don't think so.
But I was speaking to Tamara Lee, and they've been very, very involved with the J6. And when I mentioned JD Vance, she said he hasn't done anything for them at all. And that was her only thing. But I can see he's a great speaker. He's funny. There's a
What is
great
she watching?
dynamic between him and Trump. But apparently JD Vance hasn't done anything for the J6ers.
What does she want him to do? What power does she think he
More, just more outspoken, I suppose, about them and getting
about
justice
J?
for them. So
I think he ha I think him and Trump both have. Trump's
yeah,
been
Trump definitely
vocal
has.
about pardoning them, and but yeah, I don't know.
But no, I like I did I am starting to like him. I really am. And his military background as well. I mean, that waltz, Tampon Tim. I mean, what? It's just like a comedy show between the two of them. I mean, it's that's why I'm thinking this can't be real. It can't be real.
It's
Like
like a wrestling
Zelensky
show.
as well. Then you got that Zelensky in Ukraine. Like, what's going on with Ukraine? We've got
Yeah.
people in where I live. They've got Ukraine flags up. They've got ribbons around their gates. They do tabletop sales for the Ukraine fund. And they're some of the old boys that, they're rich, old, rich Democratic type, have gone off like in a convoy to take aid. The boys from the village are off to Ukraine. It's the central capital. It's the northern hemisphere hotspot for the trafficking, for money laundering. Zelensky was a porn actor who, I mean, what? And then Kamala and that waltz, this can't be real.
Yeah, it's bad. It's almost like
It's
they don't
really bad.
want or they want to start a civil war, which they can do. One of the things that they can do to bring in this civil war is to not only rig the 2024 voting process, but to let people know that they've rigged it and say, well, what are you going to do about it? They really want to back this country, the good people in this country. They want to back them into a corner to force them to fight. And we've seen that. We saw what they tried to do. Imagine if Trump would have gotten killed in August or July
July.
13th, right? The real J or the
Yeah.
J thir 13.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If Trump would have gotten killed then, that would have set off a big firestorm, because then we have another John F. Kennedy thing. And I believe this was before, yeah, this I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that was before Trump even said who his VP pick was.
Yeah, it was straight after, wasn't it? It was straight
Yeah, so
after he chose JD Vance.
what would have happened then, and that scenario. And I've just picked up a new book called Bulletproof that I'm going to start reading, that covers that. It's like that scenario. You can clearly see that there are some powerful forces, probably the same powerful forces involved with John F. Kennedy, involved with the Iraq War, involved with September 11th. Those same people tried to take out Trump, and God saved him for whatever reason. Because if Trump would have died that day, and all the stuff that we found out after about how the Secret Service, everybody pretty much stood down. There would have been some mass consequences. I don't believe that even that would start a civil war in this country. I just don't believe it. I don't believe that the good people would really stand up and take arms and rush the Capitol. Even the whole J6 thing, it's like that's why they wanted to get that into people's heads, because they knew that the J6 thing was a total fraud, but they wanted to
Absolutely.
frame
And
that
you
so
had
that
that
way.
Ray Ebbs, didn't you? He was there.
Yeah.
It was, I mean,
That's
and
the
making it
biggest
out
part.
that it was the
And then you have Cheney, you have
worst thing
Liz.
that's ever happened to America. What? And
And
there's
then you have Liz Cheney in charge of this whole thing, of the whole J6 thing, and then they impeached Trump, and you can clearly see that people were let in there. You can clearly see that Trump was telling people to stay peaceful. He was telling them to go home. What we saw on J6 looks like all of the other riots that we were seeing in the summer of 2020,
Over George
pretty much.
Floyd, who was so off his
Yes.
head on fentanyl.
The
You
same.
know, okay, he should have, the guy shouldn't have come down on his neck, but the guy was
Yeah.
absolutely, he had God knows how many drugs in his system. And oh,
Yeah, no, it was
he was
bad,
a
and they
criminal. Do you know
used
what I
that.
mean?
Yeah, it was nuts. So the way that, there you can see what they're trying to do, and they're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep trying to say, hey, well, come at us, come at us, come at. They really want that. And I don't think they understand what they're really asking for, because when the good
Yeah.
people do start to get involved, it may not be the war that they are ready for. They are preparing for a physical war. The good people here, we're fighting a spiritual war, and that's why
Exactly.
we are
And that's what
going to
it's all
win.
about.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. We're having a lot of division in this country. Talking of spiritual, I want to just touch on Israel.
Yes.
I mean, they've got their Iron Dome. What they did, I mean, there are so many people, and there's people who like were regulars on the show who won't speak to me because I'm not going down that path. I'm not doing it. This is a spiritual war. October the 7th, that day in October, was it October the 17th last
October 7th.
year, when they went into that kibbutz and to the music festival and did that to those babies and to those families. You know, a lot of people saying, oh no, that didn't happen at all. It didn't happen. Well, it did happen. And would Hamas, does Hamas and Hezbollah ever give people a week's notice to go, that they're going to go into a city to get, does that ever happen? No, it doesn't. They were given time, like a bit like what Putin did, keeping NATO away from his lands, like the agreement was. But they had to keep pushing. They had to keep pushing. Push, push, push. He had no choice.
That's it.
And now what's happened is they've just pushed Russia and China closer together, you know, because they just had to stay away. Putin was saying, you know, I don't want NATO. It's full of paedophiles and so people who worship Satan. He said that. And we know that that land was given to Abraham by God. You know, Palestine, like, take back Palestine. But that land was given to Abraham. Was it not? Or am I wrong? It was, wasn't
No,
it?
it definitely was. I mean, they're fighting over this piece of land here, which to me is kind of strange, first of all. But it's the Palestinians who are caught up in this thing where they're not being terrorized by the Israelis. They're being terrorized by the terrorists who are controlling them. The good
Exactly.
Palestinians, just like the good Israelis, they want to live in peace. They want to go to work. They want to raise their families. But you cannot have these terrorist groups in charge of Palestine. You cannot
You
have it.
can't.
That's why we don't have peace there, And so the ones who are really suffering there are the good Palestinian people
Palestinians, yeah.
who are being used in this war, and they cannot leave. If they try to leave, they will be the first ones killed.
Yeah.
They have nowhere else to go. So it's, I feel bad for them. I do not feel bad for the terrorists that are running that
No.
section, that land. And nobody wants to focus. I mean, I'm glad you are, it sounds like, but people don't want to focus on that. They just want to say the Jews are bad. Everything that the Jews
Yep.
do is bad. That's it. Done. And
I was
it's
sucked
not
into
that
it when I
simple.
was all new agey and everything. I mean, I was baptized in 2021. And I feel it in my, I know it, you know, it's God's glory, I tell you. And I was, you know, I was sucked into the whole New Age movement and everything else, and hating Israel and F Israel and all that. And then I started reading the Bible, and I went to an all girls Catholic school. You know, it's very private, even though I was just like Church of England. But it was, the Bible was just thee, thou, though. Yeah, right, okay. The Bible's just a tool to control people. And then I started listening to Chuck Misler. I've supposed to be working with the kids and the satanic ritual abuse. And something led me, and I started listening to Chuck Misler, and he would do Bible studies on each chapter of the Bible. And I started reading the Bible, and it made sense. And it's like, oh my God, it was all right here all along. It's all there.
There was something
And
probably
people are
already
thinking,
in
oh,
you
we've got
that it
to
just brought out.
meditate. You meditate and you've got to manifest. And oh, listen, no, you don't. You don't have to learn how to manifest stuff. And then what you've got to do is get on your knees and pray and accept Jesus as king. He died to save us. That's all you've got to do, and you've got to pray, and all you've got to do is ask.
Amen.
And well, it's worked. I've had unbelievable experiences. It's just crazy. And but I feel it. I feel it. That I'm on the right path, and that I just know he's got this. I don't feel fear for what is coming. I know what will, what the world will be, but I know God's got this. I know that's not going to happen. Well, there you go.
Amen to that. And that's the main thing. That's what really matters in this world. And once you have that, you kind of lose all of those worldly fears. And I feel bad for people who don't have Christ in their life or who don't want him. I think it's worse for those that probably know him and don't want him. Like that is a that I can't even imagine that. But there are many people who really don't know Christ. They don't understand who the real Christ is. And it's sad that some people go their whole lives, being doing that, but God is always there. Jesus is always inside of us. And at some point, we all have to make that choice. Are we going to believe in him or not? Are we going to follow him or are we going to go and follow ourselves? Do we want to follow the real God or are we going to make up our own God or act like we are God? And that's where the real struggle begins. Once you become baptized, my father-in-law told me this a long time ago. That's where the real test starts because now you have drawn that line. That's when the devil really starts to come at you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think once, and I say this a lot, I realize now that once you actually start on the path of truth, eventually it only ends up leading one way. The now, even though it's a narrow path, it's that it does lead one way.
Yes.
And that's the only way. So yeah, you've got this, but people do, they believe in set that's and I used to be full on with the satanic ritual abuse. But yeah, Jesus, I think he was the greatest truther and all this. And I can hear myself now and I'm like, oh, I cringe, but it's all led me to him. I've had to go through all these experiences and I've got there. Should have got there a lot sooner, but hallelujah, I got there eventually.
That's right. You got there when God wanted you to be there. That's, he's in
And he's this
control.
is the path he's got for me because
That's right.
there's nothing else really I can do. I keep trying to like just go back and have a bit of normality. I'll still do that. No, you're not. You're going back. Okay, keep going. And I don't really. I just sit and report it, and I do some research, and I'm just trying to wake people up to what is going on. And it's all about the kids for me. There is no greater crime. If and us as humanity, putting your children in school, I do believe today. Handing your most precious gift
Amen.
over to somebody who's been through the university system, has been brainwashed, and they're putting ideas into your baby's heads. And those little brains are like sponges. And
Right.
over here, they're not going so much harder for the kids who are in secondary school, they are going for the little ones because the older ones are in that kind of the in between, it was only just starting to come in, so there was a lot of resistance from like the teenagers, but the little ones, the generation we're going to have with messed up heads, little girls having their breasts cut off, people being going to prison for misgendering someone. I mean, there's two. I lost my show because I said my FM show that I used to have because I said there was no such thing as gender neutral. They pulled me off air and said it was too dangerous.
Wow. Well, that's a sign of of these end times for sure.
I know, but this is all going back to 2019.
Yeah.
So everyone complaining nowadays that they're being censored. Hello. And what I noticed, and it's happened to my friend Tanya Joy Gibson, she's a Christian, she has the Beauty for Ashes podcast. She's had the same thing. They always kind of start with a weakest link. So I was a single mum, trying to bring the kids up, no support network, and it kind of hit us, it hits the weakest links first, you find. So yeah.
That's how they
Right.
do it.
Bohemian Grove. Let's go back. You were covering that for a long time. Have you noticed that recently some YouTubers have been getting into Bohemian Grove and actually filming the what's the main ceremony they do?
Oh, the cremation
Cremation.
of O'Care?
Yeah. They
Yeah,
were up there in the
Jones.
bushes.
Yeah, Jones actually went back there this past summer. This
Oh,
past
did
summer.
he?
Yeah, he went back there and got sighted, I guess, too. So I haven't been following his channel for a long
No,
time,
neither have
but
I.
yeah, we had people down there. We had two guys down there. One was almost hit by a car by some people there. So the Bohemian Grovers are back out. They took a. It was kind of my last year out there was in 2020 during COVID. I wanted to go out there and see exactly are they going to be there, because they were not supposed to be there. Obviously, everything was shut down, and so they, a year slowly since 2020, they've kind of been been a little more brave, a little more vocal, and I think this year they're back in full force, like full force there. And
Yeah.
there's only a few people covering it. And even, it's hard because it's hard to find. If you go and run a search for it, you'll see exactly what I'm saying is it's like you were talking about the censorship. The censorship is so strong, it's so powerful now. Even Donald Trump's video with Joe Rogan, they were saying if you tried to like search for that, you would not find his podcast. You would find Kamala Harris, Tim
Yeah.
Walz, but you would not find the actual podcast. They may hide it in page two or page three or something, but so that's how bad it is at that level. So
Yeah.
even on our level here, we've been having a pretty hard time with people being able to watch the 2024 Bohemian Grove videos. My friend Brendan O'Leary has put out a couple videos from this summer of him out there, a couple of our guys standing out there just to see what is going on. And they're a lot more vocal. They're a lot more brave. They have private guards now too. They stopped having the local sheriff's office stopped having their deputies there. I believe in, I want to say 2019. I think they said 2019 would be the last year. So it's a lot of private security there that they are having. But locals, you still see that they're not, locals are usually not hostile to us. They're usually pretty friendly because they understand, either there's something going on or they just don't like that traffic. Because for those 2 or 3 weeks, there's just so much traffic there that it just kind of throws their whole environment off. And where they have the Bohemian Grove, not the Bohemian Club, the Bohemian Club is based in San Francisco, in the heart of San Francisco, but the Bohemian Grove is in a small town called Monte Rio. It's one of the most poorest towns in the whole in the whole state, definitely. And so why did they choose this little place here, to hold this? Because nobody's looking at it. They don't want people to even think about the Grove. But every year we have somebody out there, if not one or two people, to just go and see what they are doing. And it's just standing outside. And you
Yeah.
think, oh, what are you gonna see? What are you gonna do? You're standing outside. You see stuff. You see stuff, and you see the people coming in, the people coming out, and you see how the people, how they react to you. And I believe they got a photo of Dustin Hoffman this summer. I believe he was there.
Wow.
So they're out there snapping photos, taking pictures of who's coming in, because there's only one way in and one way out, unless you're
Well, I
flying.
saw these guys. They actually broke in there during the night. They went on a boat, I think, down, and they were trying to avoid, and they ended up hiding. I think this was before it was going on, right?
No.
And they were walking around, and they went down to where the altar is, and they were going into all these little huts. But then they could see people on like golf buggy things, and they're
Yeah.
trying to hide through all the undergrowth. And it was like I was sitting here just like, oh my God, quick, get out, hide, quick. And then I haven't watched it all, but they can see that there's no, I think Bohemian Grove asked them to take it down because of copyright. They were in the bushes and there was music playing as there was a procession, them all coming in their robes, and there was music, and they got all that. And I think you can find that on YouTube. I think it was this year's.
Oh, wow. I'll have to go
I
look
think
that up.
so.
I haven't seen.
That was fascinating. I just want to touch on Diddy. Now, we've been talking about Diddy since Cassie's lawsuit came out in November.
Diddler. Yeah.
Man, this it's dark and dirty.
I saw
What is
something.
this? Is this the collapse? Are we watching the absolute destruction of Hollywood right now?
I saw something that a lot of the people that are out campaigning for Kamala Harris are all pictured and have all been to
Yep.
these parties. They're all kind of
They're
with.
all implicated on the freak-off list. Leonardo
Yeah.
DiCaprio. We're just waiting for Ashton Kutcher to come out. We've had Beyonce.
Yeah. Yeah, Kutcher's probably scared because he's like, I remember they would show photos back in the day. They show photos of him and Pity or whatever his name, Diddy, Puff Daddy. Like we knew him as Puff Daddy,
Yeah,
Sean
exactly. In our
Combs,
day, it was
but
Puff Daddy.
it was the big Tupac thing. And
Yeah.
I feel like in some ways, Spirit of Tupac is kind of getting his payback for
Yeah.
everything that happened. And I believe Sean Combs and Jay-Z were both involved in Tupac's death.
And
And in Biggie, too.
Aaliyah and Biggie,
Yeah.
exactly. So I
Yeah.
think
And
it's going down. I think he's going to take them all down. I mean, Ashton Kutcher, his link with Danny Masterson and this Church of
yes.
Scientology. I
Oh.
mean, I've been following the Scientology protesters for about 10, 11 months. I think I started watching it in January when they were outside, and the protests in Hollywood, they shut down the Celebrity Center in Hollywood. It's shut,
Wow.
completely shut. Then they started on La Poubelle, which is opposite the Celebrity Center, is where Danny Masterson was drugging his victims in this restaurant in the drink with GBH, the same stuff
Ah.
that was in the baby oil.
It's disgusting. So
I mean, it's one
disgusting.
thing. They are, everything is linked. We can go back, as I always say, to Marc Dutroux, which was the paedophile in Belgium during the 80s. You can link him, and you can link that case all the way through to Jimmy Savile, to Jeffrey Epstein, to Balenciaga, to Diddy. They are
Yeah.
all linked. And what I think is going to happen, because the public, what's sad is that nothing really shocks me anymore. I mean, we know that on Epstein Island, they weren't just doing the satanic rituals. They were messing around with genetics. Epstein was well into that, along with Bill Gates. They were creating stuff. Who knows what was going on? Disgusting things. But the
Yeah.
public would not be ready. And I think that's why the guest lists and his customer clients list still hasn't been released, because the facts of actually what was going on there is so horrific. And I believe, could be wrong, that all of this Diddy stuff coming out now, the public are being shocked because it's all out there. And I do believe eventually that's when the release of the Epstein stuff will, they will like get it unredacted and get the guest list and know exactly the extent what was going on there. But I don't think right now is the time that the public are ready for that,
Well,
especially what
Trump,
was found on that laptop of Wiener's.
Anthony Weiner,
Befuddled it.
yeah. Well, Trump said he's gonna release all of that stuff, the files on John F. Kennedy, files on September 11th, and on Jeffrey Epstein. And so we'll see. I mean, that's what he said, and hopefully the media, I doubt the media wants to even bring it up because they're all in line with that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, they're going to go after Trump's hair or his weight or something like that, but they're not going to go after those real issues because it doesn't line up with what they're being told. Pharma, big pharma is going to be another big one because they're tied to all of this stuff too. So they're going to be another big threat. And Trump has already said, they're going after them, putting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in charge of our country's health. He's going to go after them, and he's going to, pharma is going to suffer. If and that is why I think there's this big push right now to make sure at any cost, any and all costs, that Trump does not get back in there, because the power that we're fighting against is so big. And the pity thing, the pity, I keep saying pity, the P. Diddy thing, I just can't get used to P. Diddy. It's Puff Daddy. Okay,
It's
but
Puff
even that
Daddy, yeah.
sounds stupid. Sean Combs. What's
Ugh.
happening with Sean Combs right now? I'm not surprised that it's not getting more press, but the charges and how many people have come up and how big just that is, and that is just a small part in
Yeah,
all the
he's just a little player. I mean, you've got the
yeah.
head of Universal, again, knighted by the Queen of England,
See?
who was head of Universal UK, then to Europe, and he's now head of the whole Universal Music Group. He is implicated in many of those court cases, and Clive Davis. And obviously, when Whitney died in the bath, he carried on with the Grammys downstairs while she's dead upstairs.
It's like
He's
all of this goes,
implicated.
it goes back to the House of Lords. I mean, I don't want to just
It
put it
does.
there, but it all roads lead seem to lead back there.
I know.
You know, I mean, starting with the country's founding and starting with why the co this country was even founded, because you can't
Exactly.
beat that back.
Exactly. Sorry. I can only say sorry.
But it's
It
crazy. It's crazy,
is
all this
insane.
stuff. But I'm glad that these things are coming out. You know, anytime
Exactly.
there's, you know, rape, whether it's children or women, it's hard for me. It's hard for me to focus on that, because you know, it's one of the most important things that we should focus on. But it's so
I understand.
spiritually depressing. It makes me angry. It brings out the worst in me, and it's one of the things that I've been wrestling with, because you know, we need to stop this. We need to
Yeah.
stop this. What's happening at our border is a big part of this.
Huge.
This movement, this transgender movement, it's a big part of all of this too. And but at the same time, I don't want to see pictures of it.
No.
I don't want to hear stories. Knowing that the person went through it is bad enough.
Yeah.
And it's more like, what can I do about it? I don't want to see it though. I don't know if that makes sense or
No,
not.
it does. It does make sense. I mean, I never believed I would do this. And I can remember when I used to interview Bill Maloney, who was out there campaigning. He was a survivor himself and started doing this all linked to the Jimmy Savile stuff. And I know it's an uncomfortable subject.
Is.
You know, and people used to send us their stories, of what had happened when I was at UK Column. And these people don't have a voice. And I just felt that could have been one of my kids. That could have happened to me. And we need to address this. And
We do.
if we don't talk about it, it's going to continue. I mean, if everybody could focus much on the children as they did on COVID, the problem would be halved. But people won't talk about it. So I'm going to talk about it. And even though I'm going to make people uncomfortable, I don't care. It's not happening to anyone else. It's happening to innocent little children.
Yes.
But to,
One of the same
it's
point
certainly
was.
something that I never intended my eyes to see the things and hear the things of those horrors. But now I've come almost desensitized to it. But it has changed me. It has changed me a
And it's
lot.
common. It's so common that it's scary. It's like everybody knows someone
Exactly.
who has gone through it, who is going through it. You know, it's so. And during COVID, I remember some of those doctors were talking about this. You're locking up the children at their home with their abusers,
Yeah.
and some of these kids, the only way that they had any help was through these schools, through the teachers looking at the kids, seeing those bruises, or seeing that there's something wrong with this child or something like that. And we didn't have that. And you know, that still hits me really hard. And
Yeah.
after having children, even before I had children on my own, because my ex-stepdad was a pedo. He was a pedophile too. So I kind of grew up with it. I kind of knew, you know, all of that. But it's so hard to even deal
Yeah.
with, and it's very frustrating when you go to the local authorities and they won't do anything, or they can't do anything.
Yeah. And
That
then
needs to change.
the sentencing these people get. Do you know what I mean? Like, You've got people going into like the January 6th lot. Apparently somebody's in prison who knew somebody who was at the event is actually in prison for 22 years.
It's crazy. That's ridiculous.
And paedophiles are getting like a slap on the wrist and get let go. Just, oh, your name's on a list.
Right. That's ridiculous. How is
that, like what? To me, that's the worst. That and murder are the worst. There's no worse a crime.
Yeah. Yeah. These border people crossing.
Anybody who touches a child should, in my opinion, have the death penalty. You can't rehabilitate though. You can't.
No.
Not if they've touched a child. I don't believe it. We can pray for them, but their souls, maybe. No. But it seems to have everything has ramped up. I mean, there was never. I'd never used to know anybody who was gay when I was growing up, you know, it, because I suppose they were there, but what was going on behind closed doors was there. And that's where it was. Do you know what I mean? But now look at it.
It's everywhere.
Like you've got teen boys, maybe snogging on a street. I mean, what?
Yeah.
It's all such ramped up. The child abuse stuff, the sexualization of children, this trans agenda. It's insane. We've been talking for ages.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you follow Kirk Cameron or if you've looked at any of his work, but he does some great work on this stuff. You should definitely check out his work on this stuff.
I will do.
Yeah, it's good.
I will do. So I don't know how you're fixed for maybe on Thursday for like whatever time I'll fit in around you just for like a chat about the aftermath of the election. I know we won't have the full results, but it would be nice just to have a little catch up after Tuesday. And I was going to see if we could all get on the Zoom together.
Yeah, let's do it.
And everyone just have like their 5-minute piece and all have like a little discussion about what's happening. Any thoughts on the storms? That's the last thing. These hurricanes and storms. Yes, I know it's hurricane season. I had a bit of a set to last night with Brent Hammerchick. It wasn't a set to, but we had a little disagreement about weather manipulation of where it was steered, and there were grid lines on the water. We do know they use HAARP. What did you think about that, and especially where the storm went and the response of FEMA? What were your thoughts over all that?
Yeah, I think anytime you start messing with what God creates, you have these problems. I think the radiation, the rising cancers, all of that is because of this. Right, the digital era that we have here. When you start trying to control the weather, which they are doing and they have been doing, or they're trying to, they don't control the weather. I don't believe they control the weather. I believe they are trying to
manipulating it.
Yes, thank you. That's really the best way. But when you start doing that, it doesn't please God. And you're doing, you know, you're trying to act like God, which is something we should never do. And you do that a little bit and a little more and a little more. And I think that's why it is a result of them messing with our weather, cloud seeding, spraying us. That's why the weather gets more violent each year, each hurricane season, whatever they want to call it. And that's why these unprecedented things are happening, and they will continue to happen until we can get somebody within our government to say, stop doing this. And like you said, you know, the problem is probably a lot of people have no idea what HAARP is, or they, when they hear HAARP, they think that it's just fake. It's a conspiracy theorist thing, and we shouldn't look at it, but we should look at it. We should look at HAARP, and cloud seeding is real, and they do want to mess up this whole weather, and they can make sure that it doesn't rain right now. But what does that do? All that does is hold it back. If the rain is supposed to be coming in and they're using things to hold it back, when the rain finally comes in, it's probably going to hit 3 times harder than it normally would. Yeah. So you start messing with seasons, start messing with that stuff. You start messing with, you know, gene splicing and cloning. All of that is really bad. And so whether they did it this time or whether what we saw is a result of them messing with our weather for years and years, either way, it is bad. It is not natural, and they should not be messing with the weather, period. So, but we do need good reporting at the same time. Not every storm that we see is going to be a result of HAARP. So the people who know about this a lot better than me have a big responsibility to be truthful. Just because they want to tell people about HAARP, they also need to make sure that they are being factual, that they have the factual data, because if you don't, then you're probably not helping the
Right.
situation, especially for the people who are just looking for anything to raise any doubt and say, no, yeah, HAARP is real, but it wasn't this time. And
Yeah.
these crazy people can use that to say HAARP isn't real. So I think it's a double-edged sword, and the people who are highly involved in the research of HAARP and weather modification, the more that you know, the more responsibility you have to make sure that your reporting is factual. That's all that I can say on that.
Yeah. And I mean, of course, they come out with it. It's all to do with, well, they've changed it from global warming because that didn't work, did it? Climate change. I mean, over the generous centuries, there's been, it's going to be the end of the world. It's going to be the end of the world. Or was it John Kerry? It's going to end in 12 years. Who was it, John Kerry, or was it the other one?
Gore, Al Gore,
Gore.
maybe.
Yeah, 12 years. The only one who is going to end this place is God. Yes,
Amen.
we should be looking after this planet. But, batteries and smart cities and the green agenda, it's crazy. It's
It's
absolutely
worse.
crazy,
It's
isn't it?
making things worse. They got towers. They have all of these 5G towers here. Now,
Oh.
where I live now is really bad. I see them here. They're next to schools. They're not supposed to be like that. So either
That's
people
here
don't.
as well. That's here as well, right
It's
next to schools.
crazy. And there's no liability with it. And I think that's what Kennedy is talking about when he gets in there. He's talking about we need to hold these big pharma companies, these big ag companies, all of these corrupt companies that are poisoning our food and our water and our air. There need to be consequences, because if there's no consequences, then why should these companies stop doing it? And so there needs to be consequences for people who are doing that. And when we look at the rise in cancer, it's nice to have this month of, letting people know about cancer, but we need to look at what is causing it. And if we're not looking at what is causing these cancers, not on our on a massive level, on a global level, and they just are not doing that. They're not looking at why are there so many people that are having cancer right now and all these weird cancers, cancer has almost become normal. It's almost become something very normal,
Yeah,
and
and you
it
have the
should not be like
supercharged cancer, haven't you? You've had that supercharged cancer. It's obviously linked to the vaccines, to the
that. Yeah.
5G. I mean, it's absolutely,
It's crazy.
it's everywhere. It's absolutely every. And did you see the stuff on the blue roofs over in Maori, and the way that they're saying it was an energy direct weapon that hit certain places, and the places, was it the place that it missed, all had the blue roofs?
Yeah, I haven't really looked into that, no.
Fascinating, absolutely fascinating. I think Redacted, Redacted did a big thing on it. That was, yeah. I mean,
Is there
what they're
something in the
capable
blue
of.
roofs that kind of shielded
Yeah,
them
and it was
from?
all, yeah, certain houses had these blue roofs, or it just targeted. I can't remember what way it worked around, but they were saying it was a direct, and it was like a direct hit from an energy weapon, because especially like all the big famous people's places weren't touched. And now,
Oh.
obviously, oh, they want to bring that back. They're going to rebuild it
And make money off of it,
and make
right?
money off it, and
Yeah, of course.
sod to the indigenous people.
Buy it up cheap, just how they tore down, they take a great city, turn it into a ghetto,
Yeah.
and then buy it all up and rebuild it for profit. It's crazy. It's a real
Yeah.
estate scheme.
It is. It's a tragedy. Like all of these beautiful towns here in the UK and these beautiful villages. I mean, it's nothing to the extent of what they've done over there, but bloody hell. Right.
Everywhere.
Thank you so
Thank you, my
much.
friend.
I'm so glad we did this. This is going to have to be, we're just going to have to do this till the end of time now. Every time there's an election, we'll do a
Every
show.
4 years.
Every
Yeah,
4 years.
let's
But no, we'll do it more than that. Thank you. What books are out at the moment, and where can people get them?
So, I have two books currently out. I'm working on my third one. I have one called 9/11, which is about September 11th. So, that's pretty much anywhere you can look it up. 9/11 by Greg Fernandez Jr. It'll be out there everywhere. I have the Gray Stage book, which follows the David Crowley murder mystery case. This is about a former soldier who they say killed himself, killed his wife, killed his daughter. There's absolutely no proof of that. And so I document that. And then now I'm currently working on a book called Kennedy and Trump. And I've just about finished it. Obviously, I can't finish it until we know what happens on Super for Tuesday here. So, but I've made a lot of progress. The book took a lot of different turns. First, it was actually going to be called Kennedy versus Trump. And I felt like the Kennedy family has to finish the job. They got to get back in there and finish what President John F. Kennedy did, what he started before he was killed. And I felt like Trump got screwed in 2020 and he has to finish the job. And there's no way that both of them could ever do it. Only one can win, right? But thank God we're in this spot now where they're on the same team. So as real life took some twists and turns, the book has taken some twists and turns too. And I've really enjoyed writing this book. And
hopefully I need a copy when it's out. And I also I haven't got a 9/11 book either. So I'm going to go and order one.
Yeah, that's on like
it for the next one. I want a signed copy of the next one out.
Yeah, yeah. I got some copies here, so we can talk about that. I can probably ship you out a couple, depending on customs if they let me.
Well, what I want to do though is when you're ready to actually release it after Tuesday, etc. Let's do a show, get it out.
Awesome.
There. And I'll put a link to it on the website as well.
Yeah, it'll probably be early 2025 is what I'm looking at. I mean, I'm so far, I'm further ahead in this book than I thought that I would be. So, yeah, it's just been a blessing, right? Always a blessing chatting with you too. And always enjoy our conversations.
Me too. Have you got a website? Can anyone look at you up? I mean, you're obviously on Facebook under Greg Fernandez Jr.
I'm on YouTube, Greg Fernandez Jr. YouTube. I had a Kennedy and Trump TikTok channel. It was getting over a couple million views and lots of hits. And of course, they took that down. So that's gone now.
Are you on Truth?
I am on Truth Social. I'm everywhere. Greg Fernandez Jr. Everywhere, pretty much. Twitter,
Greg,
X, whatever you want to call it.
Thank you so much, my dear, dear friend.
God bless you.
Let's talk after Tuesday.
Yes.
Fantastic.
After Trump wins, we'll talk.
Yes. Get voting, Americans. God bless you, Greg. Thank you so much.
God bless you too.
Bye. Wow, right, bye. What a show that was. Awesome. Love it, love it. So we're going to catch up hopefully with Greg next week as well, with everybody else who was on the show. libertytactics.co.uk. If you feel led to do so and you'd like to support us, we'd very much appreciate it. You can buy us a coffee. You can find the links below. And we'll be doing another show tomorrow. And Christine will be on, talking about her thoughts on what's to come Tuesday. And then we're going to be back probably late Wednesday. If not, the Thursday show will be a round table with everyone. So that's it. libertytactics.co.uk. Thank you. God bless. Good night.